Heather Dursmith earned her MFA in poetry from the Iowa Writers' Workshop. Her first book, entitled Each End of the World, a collection of poetry about the war in Bosnia in the 1990s, was published by Main Street Rag in 2005. Her second collection, entitled The Bride Minaret, was published at University of Akron Press in 2008. This is The Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander. Heather, read to us.
One season from another. A puzzle of broken ice, the clouds and their modesty, the corpse-like winter trees and their secrets. This is one season. There is somebody who cuts up bodies with a saw like lumber and kindling. This person is called an articulator. In Vermont, there were always high walls of firewood, just in case, and widows did all the work with the fire. Newspaper story. A conflagration of a pregnant woman, the blackened curl of an unborn child, a question of decency. The clouds again. The covering of sky is so claustrophobic, struggling to break free from the ground. My body is stepping out of shadows. The newspaper turns its pages into late May. The widows still swing their axes in the yard with its sudden gaiety of little yellow flowers. Rain floods the pasture. Owen throws his whole body down into dirty water. What kind of mother am I? Don't find me out. I'll cover myself with 10,000 sequins. The son argues with my boy, undress. He agrees. His body like a scrap of blanched sky, fallen in the water, collop of my flesh, giggling in the flood. Evening, Mount Vernon, Iowa. Marvels at the darkness of a storm. Walking over the fields toward the edge of the world, chimney swifts beat their alternate wings or bats. Owen rescues worms from drowning in puddles. This is a small town in Iowa, like the kind in Sleeping with the Enemy. A girl about 6 stands in the middle of the street, twirling a ball on a string. Its tail flashes in silver, pink, and purple glitter. It hisses faster, faster. The sound scares Owen, who rushes down the sidewalk, catching his toe on a crack. He wails. The sun, a lump of light, falls behind the baseball bleachers. The wisteria smells like honey. I shake out the water from the plastic pool to ward off West Nile. Ash Sham. From the mountain, Jabal Kasun, above Damascus, God sees everything. Not a hand over me, God says. Sometimes he becomes Inanna, mistress of the me. His breasts swell at night with the lights of houses, asterisms scattered against the hill, a mirage of starry sky. Below, on a rooftop in Yarmouk camp, a Palestinian boy washes his green and pink bicycle. Down the broad traffic-choked avenue, the leaves of the trees recant all their summer promises. The little rooms grow cold, space heaters crackle to life. A man in a shop smooths velvet baby dresses with his rough fingertips. The laurel leaves, elderberry, and arbors of jasmine are virescent memories, suspended. God sees everything over Ash-Sham, which is the real name for Damascus. The ones who know will tell you. And farther still, farther, God looks with her necklace of eyes to where the call to prayer overlaps with other calls from other directions. Farther than the call to prayer can reach, to where in a cell, a man has written poetry on a styrofoam cup with his fingertips about paradise. The roar of music unceasing, the light's execration, the water irremissible as it pours into breath.
Poems today on The Poet's Weaver by Heather Durr Smith. I am Jenny Kander.